Integrity is how I live today, my dreams now. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Integrity is how I live today, my dreams now. How do I live today? What are my dreams now? What is it that makes my life fulfilled and rewarding? What is it that makes my life feel so magnificent that I just want to dance and jump for joy? It's my integrity. I have certain values. I have certain principles. I have certain attitudes by which I guide and live my life. These attitudes, principles, and things that I guide my life by, to me, are extremely important. I call them my values. And whenever I hear my values being asundered, taken apart, or in any way put down, I immediately leap up and say to myself, wait, why is this happening in my world? It may be someone else doing something that is contrary to what I believe my highest good is, contrary to my values. And so I look at that, and I immediately make a judgment of that. I immediately say, hey, just a minute, how did that get in my basket of roses? And when I say to myself, my goodness sakes, I am not on duty here. I am not intelligent here. I am not taking responsibility here. And when I do not take responsibility, my life becomes a shambles. However, integrity is how I live today. My dreams tomorrow are now. Integrity is how I live today. How do I live today? Do I live that every word I speak is a word of truth and love, a word of joy and honor, a word that I would want my mother to know I said? Is every word that I let come out of my mouth a word of peace, of love, of magnificence? We say of some people that we know, their integrity is so intact, they could not do a naughty thing. They could not say a naughty thing. They could not do a put-down on themselves or anyone else. They are just incapable of doing that. Well, now, are you incapable of saying, I don't feel very well? Are you incapable of saying, I'm sick? Are you incapable of saying, oh, what a mess I've gotten myself into here. What a mess this is. I've got to straighten this out. And then I immediately go to myself and I say, all is in balance now. All is in harmony now. All is in peace now. And I let out a deep breath. Now, what is it about? It could be about anything. But I know when I have impugned my dignity. I know when I have gone contrary to my values. And I know that any thought I think, which is not a loving, unconditionally loving, gentle thought without any condition to it, it's a thought that I really don't want to think. It's a thought I do not want in my consciousness. I do not want in my life. It's contrary to my integrity. My integrity, my belief in myself says, I speak my word, and the power of the universe is invited to display itself upon my spoken word, upon my thought. I think my thought. And all of the energy in my body, all the atoms of my being, all the being that I am, jumps for joy and says, yes, let's do it. And so I had to be very, very careful, as we all do, of every thought I think. And so if someone does me a ill turn, and of course I have to interpret it that way, if someone says, hey, that wasn't a very good talk you gave, and if I immediately say, come on now, that's not a nice thing to say, I mean, I'm doing my best, I'm giving my best. If someone says, that's not a very good talk you gave, they're touching close to my heart. And so I have to say, hey, just a minute, why am I touched? Why did I create them telling me that they thought that was not a very good talk, that was not my best? Why did I create them telling me that? Because they could have said nothing. They could have just allowed it to go by. They could have ignored it. They don't have to listen to me. No one has to listen to me. I'm speaking for myself. If anybody listens to me in my life, then I must consider that a treasure. Now, what sort of vibrations am I sending out? What sort of integrity do I have in my talking that says to people, hey, he is always doing his best. He's always speaking his best. He's always looking for the finest and the greatest and the most wonderful thing that's possible. And then if they say, it was not my best talk, it was not the finest talk that I could give, I take that not as a slam, bam, not as something putting me down, but I take that as something that says, hey, was I really awake while I was giving my talk? Was I really alert? Was I really interested in what I was doing? Or was I just sort of blabbering? Was I just sort of mouthing off it? Was I not really giving my attention to what I was saying? And then as I listen to that, I don't take that as a judgment. I just take that as a matter of I apparently did not get my message across. Was my message to tell somebody else to do something? Or was my message a revelation of the joy of my heart? Was my message a message of who and what I am, how I feel about myself, how I feel about the world, how I feel about life? What is my message? Is my message a message of peace, a message of my deep integrity? Could I ever say an unkind word about myself or about anybody else? When I think about my dog and I say, come, and he doesn't come immediately, and I say, I wonder what he's got on his mind. No, that's a stupid, stupid thing to say, because he doesn't have anything on his mind. He only has me on his mind. He's my dog. And I think my thought and my dog and I are one. We are harmonious. Now, I'm not ordering him about. I am not demanding he do this and that and the other thing. I am in charge of my thought. And in my thought, I think he comes to me when I want him. We go for a walk. We play together. We do good things together. He is my wonderful dog. He is my companion. He is my friend. He is my dog. Now, if for any moment I would think that he did not want to come, if I mentally called him and he didn't come to me, or if I spoke to him and he did not come to me, it's me that is not creating him coming to me. My own integrity was out of line. You say, well, my goodness, your integrity out of line and talking to your dog and calling your dog. That's right. It's a good place to start because there's no emotions there. There's no emotions on the dog's side. There's no emotions on our side. We clean up our act. I clean up my act and I say, Rex, come here. And I expect him to come. I don't demand that he comes. I don't shout and holler at him. When I see something that I want to distract his attention from, when I see something that needs to have my human awareness for his benefit, I just say, hey, love, come here. And I distract his attention from what he's doing to what I would like him to do. He comes to me, and if there's danger around, I put his leash on. If there's any problem around, I put his leash on. Or I have become so one, so trained in my oneness with him, I just say, sit at my side. Or I just say, sit. And he sits. And he has no other desire in his mind or heart except to do what I want him to do. Now, that's relative to my dog. Did I create my dog in my world? I certainly did. Now, did I create anything else in my world? I certainly have. How do I expect all things in my world to respond to me? How do I expect all things in my world to be in my life? I expect all things in my world to be in my life a pure reflection of my thought. When I tell my dog to come, I expect him to come. And when I tell my child to come or to do something with me, I expect him to have an eager heart to do something with me. I created the child, I created the dog, I created all experiences in my life, and I created them good and very good. I created them loving and very loving. I created them wonderful and very wonderful. This is how my life is. This is what goes on in my life. This is the integrity in how I live today. And my dreams tomorrow are now. They are now revealed. I do not wait. I do not have to hope that something will happen. I do not have to look at life and say, oh goodness, it's not doing quite what I'd like it to do. I look at life and I say, it is the pure reflection of my thought. I look at life and I say, it is the pure reflection of my words. I look at life and say, it is a pure reflection of my attitude. And when I have the attitude that I and my life, all of my life, all that I have created, every person, place, or thing in my life that I've created, we are in harmony together. We are in peace together, in joy, in love together. And all are perfectly beneficial one to the other. Yes, that's what life is all about. That's what my life is all about. That's where I go in my heart. That's where I go in my love. That's where I go in my expression. And everything I do is the outward expression of what I have inside of me. So when I speak to my dog comes. When I speak to my family and my friends, we are harmonious and one together. I am not their leader. I am not their teacher. I am not their guide. I am not their director. But I am me. I am me. I am my ideal self. I am my desirable self. I am my joyful self. I'm being myself and having fun. And that's what life is all about. That's what I am all about, and that's what you are all about, and that's all that anything is all about. And how wonderful it is to be in that attitude of mind and station. Integrity is how I live today, my dreams of now. My integrity is so pure, so definite, so outstanding, at every moment that I live my integrity, and I stand up for what I believe and what I am. And what I believe and what I am is I like me. I like myself. I am being myself at every turn of my life, and life is wonderful. How is your life? Is your life wonderful too? Does the music of your life soar into your heart and say, yes, let's go. Yes, let's go. Yes, yes. Well, it does so in mine. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you. I like you. I like you. I like you. And I love me. I love me. I love me. And I like me. I like me. I like me. Have a lovely day.